So we understand the Quran is speaking here. Fasalli is mean perform Salat al-Eid. Wanhar, go after that and slaughter the animal. Finished. What about the Sunnah? Anas radiallahu anhu lil Bukhari wa Muslim reported one of the important hadiths for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, dhaha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bikabshayni amlahayni. بكبشين أملحين وضع قدمه على صفائحهما وذبحهما وقال بسم الله الله أكبر. Anas reported that he saw the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He made his sacrifice to كبش. كبش it means sheep. Sheep. And what did he do? He made two. What is the two for? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he bought, when he slaughtered the animal, he put his foot over the neck of the animal, directed the animal toward the Qibla, directed the animal, lay down the animal in the left side. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put his foot on the neck of the animal, and then after that he turned the animal to the Qibla. Then he said, what did he say? We learn from this. قال اللهم إنه منك وإليك. Oh my Lord, this is from you and back to you. Because who provide you?
Allah
Tabarakata. And when you slaughter it, you slaughter for who, Sheikh Ali?
Allah.
For Al-Husayn? For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لا. You slaughter the animal for Allah تبارك وتعالى. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Say يا محمد, my salah is for Allah. ونسكي, نسكي is mean my قرباني, my زبيحة. ومحياي, my living. ومماتي, my death. For who? For Allah تبارك وتعالى. So we know about this clearly. When you sacrifice the animal, in general, you sacrifice for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Aye. So what did he do? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, it's from you and back to you. Allah is not going to take the meat. Allah is not going to take the blood. But actually you make it for Allah, for the taqwa of Allah, and to follow the sample in Islam, Sunnat Abikum Ibrahim, Sunnat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi ajma'in. Fine. So what did he say? Qala, the first one he took it and he slaughtered it. He said a very beautiful word. Allahumma inna hadha an Muhammad wa ali baytihi. Oh Allah, this is from Muhammad and his family member. Stop in this. Haji. This is from Muhammad and family member. That's mean. Ya Sheikh Ali, when we go and slaughter the animal, the qurbani, he said, oh Allah, it is from Ali Shawkat and his family member. Because the person, every one of us, are, when you sacrifice the animal for the cause of Allah, this is from you and your family member. Who is your family member, Brother Fahmood? Who is the family member? Wife. What about if you have three wives? Or you don't believe four wives. So if you have like even the four maximum, four wives, they are included in the same animal. Somebody asked me a question a couple of days ago. He told me, I have a wife different, one here, one in Pakistan, one in Bangladesh. He's international. So what did he do? If I slaughter the animal, how many animals I have to do? One. For all of them. Because the Prophet, he said what? This is from Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Who included the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? All his wives. Number two, his daughters. The family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three, type, we ask a question here. In that time, the Prophet, before he died, he made the Hajj. And he slaughtered this animal. Is Khadija included, radiallahu anha arda?
Yes.
Khadija and Julia. Khadija is from his family or not? Yes. But she passed away. So that means also we understand according to this statement that if the wife passed out, when you sacrifice the animal and you say, this is from Sheikh Ali and his family member, and then after that it's included. May Allah save him and his family, and give shifa to his wife. So it's included. طيب, my parents included or not, brother Famud? They passed away. My parents, for example, passed away. If I sacrifice the animal now in Eid, is my parents are included? Absolutely yes. Because if we take in the Prophet ﷺ, the ulama said, include Khadija, that means even include. Did he include his parents? No comment about this. Leave this on the side, we're not going to discuss it, because some brothers are very sensitive and they don't like to hear about this. I'm not going to mention about this. But I'm talking about my parents passed away as a Muslim. You include them? Yes, your intention when you say this is from Mustafa and his family member, that's include my parents. Even if the parents passed away.
How many shares? One share for it?
Or only for Bibir family? Bibir family, only one. Goat or lamb or sheep.
No, if it's a cow.
I'm gonna speak about the cow. You are super. You need to jump. Actually, yeah. Take it easy, inshallah. I will say that, inshallah. Right. We know the cow. If you slaughter goat or lamb or sheep or camel or cow, we have to start to know their family. Those who are alive, those who passed away, one only goat or lamb. We talk about cow. The cow, according to the Sharia, to be seven members share, seven, or camel. Cow or camel, seven people join. What about the Hajj, if five people only? Can they go and slaughter cow? Yes. Three people, yes. Go ahead. But man, you cannot, if we say eight people to share one cow, it's not working. Has to be what? Seven. Because there is a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. But if I go with only take 1/7, it's going to cover you and your family member, only 1/7 of the cow. You don't need to make for every person in your family member. You could take 2 shares. There's nothing wrong with this. You could take 3 shares. But if you're talking about legally, in Islam, only 1 share of the 7. It cover all your family member, include your parents. 1/7 only. Got it, inshallah. That's actually, we're going to speak about the cow later, inshallah. So let me see. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, take it from me, trust me. Actually, the people come over and alhamdulillah, they ask me. 1/7 only, it will share equal to goat, equal to lamb. Only, you don't need to go for more than that. But if you are able to do and take the whole cow, okay. Is there something wrong?
No.
Subhanallah, tabaraka ta'ala. Take the whole cow, akhi. Subhanallah, inshallah. But if you talk about minimum, 1/7, cover the whole family, include your parents with you. Hi. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did the first one. He slaughtered the first one. So the first one, wake up with me. It was for him and who? Beautiful. The second one, the Prophet ﷺ did the same thing. He got the second sheep. He put actually his foot on the neck of the animal, directed to the Qibla. And he said, actually, Allahumma, O Allah, from you back to you. O Allah, this is from Muhammad and Ummah Muhammad.
Subhanallah.
So every single person of the Muslim since that time until the day of the judgment included already with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, somebody asked me a question. Can I make one for Rasulullah? Ya akhi, yarhamuk Allah. Rasulullah, Allah forgive all his past and the future. So exactly in his life. So just to take care about yourself, no, la yajuz. Not allowed to sacrifice an animal to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Go take care about yourself because you poor. I am poor. We have a lot of sins over our children. But the Prophet, don't worry about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, the question is now, So he made it, included every single Muslim. And this is the merciful, he's merciful for all mankind. In case of somebody's poor, is not able in anyone, in any generation of his ummah. So he's covered already by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Consider it that he has a credit. He has a credit that he sacrificed the animal through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next one, the most important. I need to share with you hadith Ummu Salama. Who's Ummu Salama, brother? Our mother, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Abu Salama died, radiallahu anhu arda, she left 6 children, and she was equal in his age. And he married Ummu Salama radiallahu anha with 6 children. I ask you about the name of Allah, brother. If you want to marry a woman, you're going to go into marry a woman with 6 children? So that to show you that Rasulullah sallallahu, because the enemy of Islam, he's a exact womanized. He's married a lot, so and so. He married for purpose to support this orphan sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has Aisha. Your mother Aisha, she used to be a beautiful woman. He's your mother Safiya, the daughter of the Jew, the leader of the Jew. She's so beautiful. Zainab radiallahu anha arda, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha, beautiful. So why you go and marry woman, old woman with the 6 children? Is to show you that it is a command from Allah to cover and support the orphan. Leave this on the side. What's Ummu Salama said? قالت قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here is concentrate with me. إذا ظهر هلال ذو الحجة. إذا رأى أحدكم هلال ذو الحجة. If any one of you sighted the moon of ذو الحجة. Sighted the moon of ذو الحجة. وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي. And if any one of you intend to sacrifice an animal, قرباني, فليمسك شعره وأظافره. So what we have to do? If anyone intend, brother Famu, concentrate with this. If anyone of you intend to sacrifice an animal in Eid al-Adha, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said he has to hold the hair and the nails. What does that mean, Ashkhali? Meaning, you are not allowed actually to take anything, any single hair from your beard, from your hair. You are not allowed to shave under your arm. You are not allowed to shave actually around your aura, your private part. You are not allowed to take any hair. And more than that, nails. That is actually command. If any one of us did it by, and he doesn't know the rule, and he forgot and he did it, he has to make tawbah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And hold, don't do anything until you sacrifice your animal back home. Therefore, based to this, if anyone make error and mistake and he is going to sacrifice an animal, hold it from now and say, astaghfirullah, I didn't know, I forgot, astaghfirullah, and hold it. Don't touch your hair anymore. Don't touch your nail, hands and toes. Don't touch actually your... So brother Dan Salami, exactly, he looked at his nails and he found it. He said, Karek, if you intended to sacrifice the animal in the Eid, you cannot touch your nails in the hand and in the leg. Oh, go ahead.
Quick question. Are you saying on the day of Eid itself, of days to the Eid?
From the beginning of the month of Zulhijjah, that's meaning 10 days. In 10 days, either you sacrifice the animal by yourself or you hire somebody to kill the animal for you. So what does that mean? I have... Let me ask you a very technical question here. If I sacrifice the animal back home, for example, in Pakistan or Bangladesh, whatever it is, what happened is they are ahead of time. 7 hours, how many hours? Different. 10 hours. That means now it's 2 o'clock. That means it's 12 o'clock now? In the night? That means they braid the early. The Eid already, so shall I hold?
No. They're behind.
They are behind us.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
For the moon.
They are behind us. That means No, so if we have to clock in now, what time actually in this area now?
Time they had, but the calendar, the date.
In the night time? A day before. Time, alhamdulillah. So what does that mean? I am here, my Eid now is it will be over 9 o'clock in the exactly in the morning. And I sacrifice my animal there. So I have to wait, not to shave, not to cut the nails, until they break the Eid there and sacrifice the animal. Is that clear?
Yes.
Is that clear for all of us? Some people, for a more exact, my country is ahead 7 hours now. They already break the Eid. If I have 9 o'clock here, they already break the Eid. So I have no problem. After exactly, I could go and early after the Eid, right away you go and shave and whatever is actually in your nails. Is that clear, brother? I still, you see exactly your face is frowned.
One question. So can they, if they are ahead of you and they pray their Eid, should they kill your kurbani while you haven't prayed yet?
Yes. Absolutely. They're going to go according to their calendar. If you sacrifice back home, you going actually to shave or cut your hair according to their... Can you have to hold yourself until the animal is done. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. You go by their time, inshallah. But we talk about it. What about...
He said we didn't pray over here yet. And we are sacrificing...
Sacrifice before us or after us?
Before us.
Before us.
Before us. If they did it before us, that's me. You are free. Go and the shave and do everything.
We did not pray yet.
Habibi, listen for this carefully. I do.
Liberia is 5 hours. So by the time they pray 8:30, I stay sleeping. I'm still sleeping here. Yeah, ahead of us.
Where you sacrifice the animal?
In Liberia.
That's it. If they did it already the 8th day and sacrifice the animal, you are free, like ihram. You are in ihram there. So what you do in ihram, when you cut your hair or shave your hair, you're out of the ihram. Same thing. If you have the animal, and the animal has been sacrificed already, you exactly, because they are before you in time, you are free. You are free. You don't need to wait for the Eid here because you already sacrificed the animal there. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? That's actually for the fiqh, inshallah. So, time is over. And I have 60 point, wallahi. You're going to find a lot of things is amazing. And most actually a lot of violation actually we're going to tell you about it inshallah ta'ala. For this we will go and say, we ask a question: is the qurbani is obligation mandatory or sunnah?
It's mandatory.
Is mandatory. I must, if I have the money, say that brother Dan Salam, you have extra money over than your expenses, you save it in the bank, this is going to be mandatory to go and sacrifice animal, or you have optional to do it or not to do it? We'll know from our exactly. Some of the brothers actually they live together. Three brothers, they live together. Is that enough for them to make only one qurbani, or everyone has to make one qurbani? That's another question, inshallah. If you need to know, you have to meet me tomorrow, inshallah. And Wednesday, we will cover this. Exactly today, I just give you 2 points out of the 60. I still owe you 58 points, inshallah ta'ala. Sheikh Nassari will be with you here in Eid, inshallah, and to give the khutbah, inshallah.
You said, Fasalli, Rabbi Governor, pray and Qurbani.
Yes.
But we did not pray yet.
Yes. Fasalli, Rabbi Governor.
Yeah, but I didn't pray, I was sleeping, and they did the Qurbani.
Okay, now. فَصَلِّ لَرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. That in general to show you that the qurbani must be slaughtered after the salah. That's if you live in this place. Allah show you that the salah must be performed first. That is true in general. But technically, because Allah, when He send it for the people who live in the same town, You go in, for example, in America here. That's the ayah will be effective in this ayah here. When you are in America here, if you intended to make qurbani here, you must go for the salah here. Because you're going to make. But if you send, actually normally, the Quran doesn't speak, if you send your qurbani back home, because it's better for you, Haji, to go and make the qurbani by yourself, because you're going to eat from it, and feed who?
Family.
Feed the beloved one, and who? And the poor too.
I've got one more question.
Now.
So before the slaughter, you got to instruct them to say when they're slaughtering your kurban, they must say, this is for Brother Fabo.
Yes.
And his family.
This is one of my points also. Yes, because the Prophet was saying at the beginning, I said, oh Allah, this is from Muhammad and his family member. So when they slaughter the animal and you send the money back home, he said, this is Brother Fabo and last name and his family members. They will be covered, inshallah. Subhanakallah hamdik. I'm here with you for any more question. Subhanakallah hamdik.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.